You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's National Love People Day, Brian.
Oh.
If you let me be real, it's hard as hell to love people the way they want and need sometimes.
Loving you is easy cause
even though many said it's easy.
Making love with you.
You know, our needs and our wants tend to erase what others' needs are sometimes, Brian.
That's true. I sent you a loving text last night.
You did.
And I think it was just the stuff that I was seeing on TV, and I thought about you, and I was like, I thought about this.
You singing la, 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 Brian?
Dim, dim, dim.
Hit the high note.
I thought about you. I was like, man, I'm thankful for you and all the things you taught me and all the things we gone through. So I was like, man, just let me hit her up, because I don't ever hit you up like that a lot of times.
You don't.
So I want to let you know I don't take you for granted, and I'm happy to have you.
Speaking of hitting folk up, Patrick Mahomes got a baby on the way.
Wow. What 2020 is he having? My man's won a Super Bowl, got Super Bowl MVP, got him a fiance. Now he got him a baby.
Can you not forget about the $500 million bag?
That too, I forgot about that too. No, I did. Hey, that's what he be doing.
I be stroking.
Oh yeah, Pat been getting it in, baby. He be getting that after game loving. Hey,
I'm stroking to the west. I'm stroking to the woman.
Hey. I had this thought last night. What if he is fathering his replacement on the Chiefs? What if his baby in 20 years takes his place as QB? Wouldn't that be something?
It would be something. It's not far-fetched, though, because you know that's why LeBron is still playing. He wants to play with Bronny, his son.
Oh, really? Is that why?
Yeah. His son is 15 or 16, I think. And so, If LeBron can hang on for about 3-4 years, it's going to happen.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Coming up later on in the show, we're going to be talking with Mayor Quentin Lucas. He's got a new comprehensive crime prevention plan that he wants to unveil to our listeners.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s now. Sunny and breezy and pleasant. Right now, you're clear 56 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Brian, I know you've been waiting on this memoir from Mariah Carey since you're a super fan of hers.
Right. You know me well.
It's here now. Inside the meaning of Mariah Carey, she discussed why her marriage to Nick Cannon didn't work out.
Oh, boy.
Here's an excerpt from the book. Along with double the joy came double the responsibility. It was a lot of work and a lot of having to be home and available. Making the necessary adjustments. It might be good if we had like a soap opera sound underneath.
Oh, my bad.
Making the necessary adjustments to be working parents and entertainment took its toll on our relationship. In the end of our marriage came fast as it began. Even though we had prenuptials in place, the divorce took 2 years to become final and cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees. She said that egos and emotions got inflamed. Honestly, I think Nick and I could have worked it out between the two of us, but egos and emotions got inflamed, which can translate into many billable lawyer hours, and ultimately it did. It was tough. We both wanted to make sure everything was cool for our family. We will always be family. We make it work. We still have fun, reminisce, and joke. And we are both certain that rock and roll are indeed our light. Every day they give us new life.
And I don't think you want that smoke, boo.
What? You just, Lord, you done broke up the moment, Brian.
The moment was over. You did your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Make my wish come true.
I don't know how much of a shock this is, but for me it is. I didn't know he had this issue. Delonte West has checked himself into rehab.
Yeah. And that's good news, because for the past year or so, he's been out here looking bad. Like, it's really bad for him. He's out on the street corners and he's on some type of drug or something. You can tell, it's evidence. So Mark Cuban hooked that up.
Yes, he's going to be paying for the bill. They say they got him in on Monday night.
I'm real happy for him. And shout out to Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, by the way. He also has the show Shark Tank.
Yep.
That's his show. Mark Cuban didn't have to do that. So shout out to him.
You ain't never been to a basketball game. Do you been to a basketball game inside of the Mavericks Stadium?
Yeah.
Boy, look. I had so much fun, I forgot a game was being played, and it was a playoff game. I ain't lying. Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to what was going on because so much stuff was happening inside of the arena. It was absolutely fun.
Mark Cuban is known as one of the better owners in the NBA, one of the ones that the players love to play for. And Delonte West actually played for him. I'm glad he's getting himself together.
Yes, thank God.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Man, I'm mad about this presidential election. I know the rest of the world is looking at America like, man, we is a joke for real.
Oh, we certainly are must-see TV for everybody else, but no matter what side of the fence that you're on, you should be ashamed at what happened last night. That was a debacle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. To see the leadership in America right now, man, we are so vulnerable.
It is no leadership. That's the issue. Zero.
Man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
What's your name?
Hey, this Clumsy. I'm an activist out here for stopping the violence, and I watched the debate last night, and it's sad.
All right, brother. Well, make sure you're listening later on in the show. We're going to have Mayor Lucas talking about his new crime prevention plan that he says he's going to need help from all of Kansas Cityans to get off the ground.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I tune in if I ain't at work already.
Appreciate you, my brother. Have a good one.
All right, y'all too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one the family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Timeout if you wanna act up.
Hey,
I'm popping in a school, so I brag much. I get paper and a bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning. What's up, Max? All 652 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Sunny, breezy, and pleasant. Right now, you're clear 56 in Roland Park.
Election season has been absolutely nuts. October 7th is the last day to get registered to vote in the area if you want to be a part of this process. Vote KC is holding a voter registration drive tomorrow, 2:30 at the Housing Authority, 299 Paseo. Last night, the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Chaotic, to say the least. I finished watching this with despair in my heart. And I thought to myself, is this what we've been diminished to?
Yes, it is. I watched for about 15 minutes and I felt very uncomfortable all 15 minutes.
I watched from the beginning to the end, Brian. It was a hard thing to witness. The taunts, the yelling, the talking over, the lies, the half-truths, the dog whistles. It was absolutely incoherent in parts.
Mm-hmm.
The moderator had no control over what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Though he tried to rein it back in, though he tried to get some sort of order, there are three more debates that are set to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I will be engaged to watch it.
I don't think anybody wants three more of them.
The debate's topics included Trump's Supreme Court nomination weeks before the election, the Affordable Care Act, the coronavirus, the economy, Trump's taxes, race, law and order, climate change, and the integrity of the economy. So, as they talked about the coronavirus, this is what former Vice President Joe Biden had to say.
40,000 people a day are contracting COVID. In addition to that, about between 750 and 1,000 people a day are dying. When he was presented with that number, he said, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because you are who you are. That's why it is. The president has no plan.
Donald Trump countered with this.
If we would have listened to you, the country would have been left wide open. Millions of people would have died, not 200,000. And one person is too much. It's China's fault. It should have never happened. I closed it, and you said he's xenophobic. He's a racist, and he's xenophobic because you didn't think I should have closed our country.
Wait a minute. Just 2 minutes.
You didn't think we should have closed our country because you thought it was too, it was terrible.
The main thing that stood out to many folks was when Donald Trump was asked to openly denounce the white supremacist group Proud Boys, he denied it. He wouldn't denounce.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups, sure, and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
that,
do it?
Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
You want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
White supremacists and
would
right
you like me to condemn?
White
Proud
supremacists
boys.
And right
Proud
militia.
Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing
problem.
This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacists.
Those groups went on social media last night and revealed. They thought that this was a marching orders for them.
I don't think he knows how dangerous his rhetoric is. I don't.
Yes, he does.
I don't know, man. Maybe he does. I don't know. I think he looks at this thing as a joke, this whole presidential race, his whole term.
What are your thoughts on what happened during the debate last night?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Going into last night's debate, I worried that the issues wouldn't be debated. We already know the style of Donald Trump. He likes to bully his way through any situation. If you recall the debates in 2016, he stalked Hillary Clinton on the stage. He was disruptive and interrupted her as she was trying to make statements, and that happened again last night. Though they were not positioned in a way that he could stalk Joe Biden, he did interrupt him very frequently.
It was a lack of class, a lack of respect. I feel for Biden because he has to combat that. If he just sits there and lets Trump talk all over him, he'll be looked at as weak.
The part that was the most disrespectful, in my opinion, was when he interrupted him, Biden, talking about his son that was a veteran who served our country and who passed away from cancer.
Hey, president or not, and I know Joe got a lot to lose. Anybody that's on that stage, you have a lot to lose. But Shay, it's something about keeping your cool, but also keeping the respect of your family. And you're not finna disrespect my deceased son or any family member like that. I don't know how he was able to just...
They prepared for this. They know how he gets down.
Ooh-wee, man.
So we posted up a question on all of our Hot 103 Jam social media accounts. What did you think of last night's debate between Trump and Biden? Got some responses. Marlena said it was very comical. Ms. Red Hunter said it was out of character. All I can do is pray. What did you think?
It was horrible. It was disgusting. It was embarrassing. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was just absolutely the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm 50 years old. I've been voting since 1988, active voter. I've never seen such idiocy from a stupid president that can't conduct himself as a grown, well, he's not grown, but a person. It's just, oh my God, my grandfather and my grandmother were Democrats from the day one all the way to the end of their lives, and they would come back, roll over, and go back down just because they'd be embarrassed of the president we got now.
Thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
You too.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s, sunny and breezy. Right now, you are clear in 57 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Fashion designer Virgil Abloh is 40. He does all that off-white stuff with Louis Vuitton and whatnot. Singer T-Pain is 35.
Come on. Let's get it on. Girl, did you feel me?
Singer-songwriter Mickey Howard out here 60 today.
What you know about Mickey Howard?
There are ones that I want to do.
Come on. Ain't nobody like you.
Reality star Shay Johnson is 37. Adam Pac-Man Jones, former NFL player, 37. Marley Marl, hip-hop producer, is 58 today.
The symphony.
Sissy Houston, mother of Whitney Houston and member of Sweet Inspirations, is 87.
Sweet Inspirations.
And my girl, Patrice Rushen. Hey, Brian, you already know.
Hey.
I can recall a certain magic in your eyes. Spell. Each time that you want me.
Oh, Lord, we gotta let it cook.
Hey!
How old is Patrice?
She out here 66.
Hey, happy birthday to all my Libras born on September 30th.
Yesterday, the nominations for the 2020 BET Hip Hop Awards were announced, and DaBaby has scored the most nominations.
Oh, yeah, deservedly so. He's had a big year.
12 nominations, including Lyricist of the Year, Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Best Live Performer, and 2 nominations in the Song of the Year, Best Hip Hop Video, and Best Collaboration category.
You would think he would get at least, you know, 2 or 3 of them joints.
Roddy Ricch came in next with 11 nominations, including Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Best Hip Hop Video, and Song of the Year for his hit The Box. I love that song.
Yeah.
Drake and Megan Thee Stallion each have 8 nominations. Other multiple nominees include Future with 6 nominations, Lil Baby with 4, Beyonce, Khaled, Travis Scott, and Mustard each received 3 nominations.
I wonder how they're going to present this, because this is going to be close to the election.
It will air Tuesday, October 27th.
A week before the election, okay.
At 8 p.m. Eastern.
Oh boy.
Tune in if you want to, child. NeNe Leakes has continued to drag Wendy Williams after the talk show host made comments on Watch What Happens Live. That's the talk show that Andy Cohen does on the Bravo Network.
She does Andy Cohen's show, and here she sits speaking negatively of my exit and bringing my family into the equation. Now that's what you're not going to do, Wendy. So since I have been forced out of the franchise, then leave my name alone. Let me sit over here and heal in peace, okay? Leave me alone.
If those two got into a fisticuff, whew, they both over 6 feet.
Wendy and I don't think you want that smoke, boo.
Who is that?
So that
What is that?
I thought she was going to kick it to the lady. She's like a friend of Wendy or something in between Wendy and Nene. And she was saying that French Montana was
what?
Doing something with Nene or something.
What?
Do you want me to just play it?
I've never heard this. Let's hear this together.
Nene, we're going to stop with these lies. We're going to stop with these games. Why don't you start telling the truth? First of all, you snuck your way back into Wendy's life. You tricked me. Y'all asked me to have a sit down, ask her to come to dinner, which I did. Your thirsty ass flew on the plane the next day. She was like, damn. She wasn't even going to go. But why don't you talk about the part where when we was in a truck, you was letting French touch all on your That's right. You was all up under French Montana, a whole married woman, Nene. So what I'm going to tell you is this. You better fall all the way back, keep everybody's name at your mouth, because if you keep coming for people, guess what's gonna happen? It's gonna be more stuff aired out, more receipts shown, and I don't think you want that smoke, boo.
That's the part that does it for me, that last part. But she do sound like Hulk Hogan a little bit though.
This sounded like the debate.
And I don't think you want that smoke, boo.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Almost feels like waking up from a hangover and there's no sunglasses in Advil right there at my disposal.
Last name is Rat Mad Real.
First presidential debate took place in Cleveland between Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. There was a lot of shouting, a lot of accusations.
We believe in law and order, but you don't. The top 10 cities and just about the top 40 cities are run by Democrats and in many cases radical left, and they've got you wrapped around their finger, Joe, to a point where you don't want to say anything about law and order. And I'll tell you what, the people of this country want and demand law and order, and you're afraid to even say it.
This is a clown show, Shay. A circus.
There's three other debates yet to come. I didn't learn anything on either side in this debate, to be honest with you. I didn't feel any more comfortable with where our country will go.
Me neither. And it was just hard to watch. It was odd.
It was very uncomfortable to watch. What did you think about what you saw?
I think it was childish, but what they really need to do is just mute the mic. I mean, whoever's not supposed to be talking, mute the mic, and at least we'd be able to hear what one of them got to say. I mean, we already know Trump ain't really talking about nothing, but every time somebody, Biden was trying to talk, just keep on running his mouth, whatever, try to drown out what he had to say. So mute him. I guarantee you, you walk off the stage because you're that big of a kid.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Just a few hours into National Love People Day. You feeling the love?
Sure.
More love would fix so many of the issues that we're facing in the world today, in the nation, in Missouri and Kansas, right here in Kansas City. I'm talking with Kansas City's mayor at 808. He's got a new four-pillar comprehensive plan that he's going to release on crime prevention.
Got to spread more love, Shay.
This is true.
Huh? You love me?
Yes. You love me?
You love me?
Yes.
You love me?
Love me, Jay.
You love me?
Yes.
You love me?
Yes.
I wonder if they could have just piped that into the hall last night at the Cleveland Clinic, because there wasn't a lot of love going back and forth on that stage.
As far as the ballots are concerned, it's a disaster. A solicited ballot. Okay, solicited is okay. You're soliciting, you're asking, they send it back, you send it back. I did that. If you have an unsolicited, they're sending millions of ballots all over the country. This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen.
It sounds as if he's preparing that if he loses, to say that it was rigged.
You already know.
That goes against the foundations of this country, what our democracy is supposed to be about.
You think he care about that?
But we've got to care as Americans about the state of our democracy. It's being eroded when we start questioning our fair elections. Thanks. When we begin to set up questions about whether or not people are going to do the right thing, it opens up a ground for us not to believe anything.
Mm-hmm. And you know, people are already on the fringes of that anyway.
Thea on our social media page says she thought it was a hot mess last night as she watched the debate. I was happy that Biden at least tried to connect with the people while Trump kept interrupting. I was disgusted by Trump. He is nothing more than a bully man child.
Ain't the first time we seen it.
And I'm not even like the staunchest Democrat you've ever heard. Like, I don't think in terms of Democrat and Republican. I really don't.
Think about what's right.
What's right and what's wrong.
Right.
That's how I judge just about anything that comes my way. Is this right or is this wrong?
But there is a such thing as having decency, respect, and class, though.
And that's what I'm connected with more so. And there are other people who respond to a more aggressive style, and they may be attracted to that, which is their right. And on November 3rd, everyone's going to go and do what they feel is best. For me, I don't respond to the aggressiveness that I saw. I really wanted to hear more of the issues. That was my takeaway, that we need more of the issues. We need more ability to understand that this is where our country is going to go. That this is the... We're going to either go down one way or go down another way.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, Kansas City is on par for what some folks are saying could be the deadliest year as far as homicides are concerned. Mayor Quentin Lucas on yesterday announced that he's got a 4-point plan that is set to address the crime that is happening in our city. Prevention, intervention, enforcement, and administrative reform.
Good morning, Mayor Lucas. Let's talk about it.
Good morning, everybody. And I appreciate the opportunity to follow up on an issue that I think is probably our most vital and important in Kansas City. And time and again, and I hear from people, they say, you know, it can't just be enforcement. We spent a whole summer talking about Operation Legend. I mean, it's been a whole summer talking about police. But really, a lot of it is, how do we make sure we're working on prevention, intervention, investing in our community in a way where we're actually seeing if the money's being spent well or not, making sure there's accountability. And so that's what we're doing today. The prevention side, talking about intervention, working with tons of community organizations, our public schools, our hospitals, working on crisis intervention. And then on the reform side, making sure that, for example, people who are coming back from prison, right, have a path, have a life to get used to, not just the parole check, but also seeing that the city is building opportunities for people that will take them. And then finally, on the enforcement side, it isn't just saying that, you know, you have a bunch of police officers. It's clearing crimes. It's solving crimes. It's making sure that a lot of the retaliatory violence we have in our city isn't actually just being done out on the streets, but instead people are saying that there is justice and justice for everyone in this community. So that's what we're talking about today, and I hope it's at least one step in getting us to turn the tide against violent crime.
You're going to be meeting, of course, with Kansas City's police chief Rick Smith and Jackson County's prosecutor Gene Peters Baker. This is a collaborative effort that you guys have come together after working for a year now. How can Kansas Cityans assist in this effort? Is there a piece that we can be a part of in this four-pillar plan?
Absolutely. And I think largely that is the intervention side. A lot of what we need to do is just break a cycle of violent crime. And what we're doing differently this time as compared to what we saw before and 1,000 other programs is really trying to work at the neighborhood level. So if you live in the Lincoln's neighborhood in northeast Kansas City or Ruskin Heights in southeast Kansas City, what we're doing is not just saying, here's $1,000, do something. Instead, we're saying we are going to provide you resources consistently to measure how productive things are being, to say, oh, do you need new lights in the park down the street? You need more access to the community center. What are most of the young folks doing? It's that connectivity. It's that real relationship that we're trying to build. If you look at past programs, it's too often been we're either providing one of two things, money or more law enforcement. here's $1 million, Kansas City, figure it out. And then $1 million gone, and we wonder what happened. Or here are 200 officers, figure it out, and then it's all gone. What we're trying to say now is, how can we actually make sure we're working with you step by step? And so what I would encourage anybody in the neighborhoods to do is, we'll roll this out, this program. I'll actually be walking neighborhoods later this week and throughout October to hear ideas, socially distanced, of course. But then tell us what you need. Is it street lights? Is it more improvement? Is it something for kids to do? That's what we want to hear from and make it part of our crime strategy.
Mayor Lucas, a lot of us want to know, how are you able to fit this in the budget?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about the budget right now. And, you know, my jam is this. First of all, I have to say, you know, I see the police department has a new blog out about the parade of horribles to ensue if there's a budget adjustment. What I would say is, first of all, we're 5-6 months away from a final budget actually even being completed. So we need to work with everyone. But I'll also say this. Fighting crime is not just police department, right? If we defund everything in the city, if we don't have community centers, if we are having, you know, employees laid off, if we're not taking care of our health department so nobody's getting mental health and trauma treatment, then I'll tell you what, we're going to have a lot of public safety problems. You won't be able to hire enough police officers to fix everything that's going on. So, look, you need to make sure it's a priority. That's why what we're looking to is, how do you actually invest in the neighborhood? Instead of saying, let's give the health department $30 million, let's see where it's being spent to make sure everything relates to violent crime. You know, right now in Kansas City, there's a question on every ordinance. Is it good for the children? What we need to almost add to that question is, will it make us safer in every investment, at the convention center, on roads, on everything, with sidewalks? That's how you make sure you're spending wisely in connection with your budget, not just ratifying everything you did the year before.
You'll be rolling out the full plan today. How can citizens watch the details?
You know, we usually put things on a live stream on Facebook Live. We'll make sure that we also get some news and press information, sharing it on social media. For those of you like me who are trying to avoid social media, particularly during this time of presidential debates, I'll make sure I come back on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Monday to give you further details about how you can get involved.
Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, you have an open invitation. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the mid-70s today. Sunny and pleasant. Right now, you're sunny and 59 at the Grandview Triangle. Shay, what's poppin'?
The NBA Finals begin tonight.
Oh, yeah!
Between the Miami Heat and the LA Lakers.
Lake Show! We're going to get our 17th trophy, and LeBron James going to do his thing.
You going to wear the jacket that I bought you tomorrow or every day during the finals?
Perhaps.
Because you never
LeBron
worn it.
LeBron James.
I got you an LA Lakers with each and every last one of the championships that they've won on the jacket, and you've never worn it ever. That's what, 4 or 5 years old? That was our first Christmas.
I wore it once. I'm just not a big coat jacket wearer.
8 Titans organization members have tested positive for coronavirus.
Damn!
3 players and 5 personnel were the first to have an outbreak in the NFL coming after its third week of games.
Told you, Shay, I did not know how they was going to contain it. It's very hard, very difficult, because it's very, you know, you can catch it easily. So with the close contact of football players, it's of my concern that the other team, the Vikings, got it too.
Yes, they have suspended in-person activity on yesterday because they played the Titans last weekend.
Right.
So they're concerned about that. Those who tested positive will be isolated, monitored, and offer medical care. Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's their coach, says that they're planning to still be ready to play.
Coronavirus!
Bleep is real.
Yeah.
Naya Rivera's sister responds to critics who questioned her for moving in with Naya's ex-husband, Ryan Dorsey. She said on her IG story, "In the darkest time of my life, the only thing that is important is my friends and family, showing up for my nephew, even though I can't show up for myself." People was trying to make it sound nasty.
Yeah, yeah. as they always do.
Congratulations to our QB, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
His little swimmer's work. His fiance, Brittany Matthews, is out here yet pregnant.
My boy Pat been getting it in, dog.
Good job, sis.
I'm proud. Oh, really? Really? That's what we on, Shay? Really?
Wink.
What you mean, wink?
Get it, girl.
That's what you on?
What?
I wonder what the baby was conceived to.
That's none of your business, sir. Like, why are you thinking of that?
I'm talking about the song. Like, you know,
I know, but why are you worried about what they passion music is?
I'm a music guy. I know I was conceived to Barry White, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Ew, how you know that?
Because my mama loves Barry White.
Ew, why your mama tell you that?
She didn't tell me. I'm just guessing at this point, but I'm thinking Pat threw this on. Come on, Pat.
Pat is 25 like, years old. He do not know nothing about this song.
Hey, Brittany, throwing
the H-Town. He did not tell Brittany to play no H-Town.
Hey, Brittany.
If anything, he played the King of R&B, Jacquees.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
DeAndre, man.
All right, DeAndre, let's see what you got, babe.
Was it your charm or your passion?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, my God.
How about you?
Bro, this is not Alexander O'Neal and Sherelle, dog. This is Patrice Rushen.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I know, man. Still early.
On to line three. Have a good day, DeAndre.
All right, man.
103, who is this?
Joy.
All right, Joy. Let's see what you got.
Was it your charm or your passion?
Here come the man in black.
Now I'm just playing. Don't do that.
Jesus.
I'm joking. Forgive me not.
Okay.
I hope that you remember.
Hey.
That's all I got.
Okay, that's all you need, boo.
You just got to sub-register for a chance to get $1,000 in stimulus cash October 9th, okay?
All right.
What station's live, local, and lit, Joy?
103. Don't forget to slam that beat.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through October 8th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash from Hot 103 Jams.
Give me my money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
Most of us know that showing kindness and compassion for others is good for our health. Fewer of us are aware that practicing self-compassion can help us be more resilient in the face of hardships and even protect us from depression and anxiety. According to Psychology Today, the research on self-compassion indicates that caring for ourselves is opposite of being selfish. Self-compassion is uncommonly healthy. It's like an umbrella for our rainy days. Let me share with you a few ways to achieve self-compassion. First is my favorite, mindfulness. Mindfulness is the first step to be aware of our feelings and thoughts, especially self-critical ones, without losing ourselves in them. The second is shared humanity. It reminds ourselves that hardship, stress, and even suffering are all parts of the human experience. Kindness to self is the final step. Be patient, supportive, forgiving, and gentle with yourself when you don't do something well, just as you would with a good friend. Now, let me tell you what self-compassion is not. Self-compassion is not self-pity, which leads people to feel more isolated and alone rather than part of a larger whole, as self-compassion does. It's not self-esteem, which focuses on positive evaluations of our successes rather than focusing on being kind to ourselves in the face of our imperfections, as self-compassion does. Be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself. Say these things. May I be strong and patient through this hardship. May I be kind and forgiving about this. May I give myself the kindness I need at this time. Be well. This is Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.